Hey everyone, thank you so much again for joining me, your one and only host, Tamara Tamu of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. Are you enjoying this podcast? I hope that you are enjoying this podcast because I am enjoying the podcast. I really love to share my insights with you when it comes to our dreams and speaking what we want and holding on to our imaginations. I will always say this, our dreams and our visions, they come from somewhere. They come from our soul. They come from our soul. It's not something that we just wake up one day and decide, oh, well, I think I want this because this sounds good. Although that can happen. But on this show, my focus is to really get us to not look outside of ourselves for our power to create the life that we want, but really going back into that innate power that we all have. We all were born with. I call it our God source, our inner being. I use all those terms, the universal intelligence within. I use all of that. Doesn't matter what term, but I believe, especially now, it's time for us to really just use the power of our voice to speak what we want, to hold on to our visions, to know that we were given them for a reason. We were given them to live them out, to experience them. Okay, so let me know how you're feeling about these episodes. Let me know either in the comments, or you can connect with me through email info@tamuinc.com. I am on Instagram. It's at Iconic by Tamu. I will have to say I'm not on there a whole lot, but if that's where you hang out and you want to send me a DM or just send me a comment, you can do that too. Whatever is easier for you. Let me know your takeaways on these episodes, even, you know, from past episodes. I'd love to know how the show is resonating with you and the tips that I share. I'd love to know how you are integrating them into your own life. I'd love to know what ways that you're connecting with this show. Okay. So the other day, I took the most beautiful picture. Actually, no, let me say it like this. I was able to capture a picture of the sunset. And the way it was the perfect angle. I'm going to describe what I saw in that picture in the best way that I can. I stared at that photo. I don't know. For how long? I stared at the photo for a long time because I was just in awe of what was there. This is something that the sunset is a part of nature. It wasn't anything that was fake. This was something in front of me. And I was so actually just really grateful that I was able to capture that sunset in that moment, at the angle that I was at. And I did share it to my IG stories. It's probably gone now because it was, I don't even remember what day it was, but anyway, it was beyond 24 hours. So the picture is probably gone now, but the way that this picture came out, the sun was perfectly staged right on top. It just kind of rests on top of the palm trees, the rays just extended out into there was just no end to the rays. You could see the way the rays weaving in between the trees, hitting the grass, just kind of just bouncing off. Like I said, the rays were just extending out to no end. That's how I'm describing this photo. That's how it looked in the photo. The sun itself, I've never seen the sun like this. The sun was this fabulous, amazing, just circle, this huge ball of layers of light and color, just layers on top of layers. So I won't get into the conversation about how the earth, the sun, the moon came to be. You know, there are many possibilities that exist out there. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I'm sure you have your beliefs and your perspective on how that came to be. But what I will say is that I believe that when this earth was imagined, being extra was the goal. Fullness was the goal. Completeness was the goal. Overflow was the goal. Abundance was the goal. Nothing, absolutely nothing was held back. There were no concessions made. There was nothing watered down. It was, this is the imagination. Here's what it is. That is what I got from this photo. Not, absolutely nothing was held back in the creation of this, of us being here, of the earth, nature. So going back to that photo, I don't know if there are enough words to describe the beauty, the luxury, and the extravagance in that photo, which leads me to today's topic. I promise there's a connection here. You'll see here in a minute. So with that being said, I want to ask you this question. Actually, a couple of questions. They tie into each other. Number one, where are you holding yourself back? And where are, in what areas are you being stingy with yourself? What do I mean by that? So we all have an imagination. I believe that our imagination is a gift. Our imagination shows us what is possible for our lives. We all have it. All of it. All of us have it. Our imagination leads us to hold a vision, to hold dreams that we have for our life, our lives. But then we start to get stingy. We start to get stingy. We start to make concessions for what we desire because there are several reasons. The first one is we're trying to control the how. We're trying to control the how. And the how that vision can unfold in our life. We instead of us being confident in our inner source, our inner being, instead of us being confident that God is going to guide the right people to us or vice versa, we lose our confidence in our inner source that we are going to be guided to the right places, that the right opportunities are going to come to us, that we are going to be guided to the right opportunities, and that we are going to be guided to the right money and vice versa. When we start to control the how, it causes us to get into this loop of taking all of these steps, taking all these action steps that make sense, taking all these action steps that are logical. Then when those steps don't yield the result, or they don't yield the vision that we have, then we start to get discouraged. Then that's when we start to remove some things for our vision, because then we tell ourselves, okay, so I've taken all these action steps. I didn't get the results. Well, now I don't see any other way. There's just absolutely no other way. This part of my vision is going to happen. So, you know, let me just remove that. You know, maybe I don't need that anyway. We tell ourselves we can't see any other way, because the way that we tried to prescribe for ourselves did not work. Then we start to water down what we want. We start to make ourselves believe that I'm using this as an example. We start to make ourselves believe that, oh, well, no, you know, I really want to be a speaker. I really want to be on stage and share my story with thousands of people. But, you know, I guess I'll just, you know, I guess I won't be a speaker. I guess I'll just, you know, scratch that off, you know, maybe talk to a couple of people every now and then, but I really don't want to be on stage. I don't need to be on stage. When really, what is in your soul, what's in your mind, what's in your body, what you can't stop thinking about, what you even seen, what you have even imagined for yourself is you being on stage, sharing your story, whatever your story is, with thousands of people. But because the action steps that you've taken have not put you on stage yet, now you're telling yourself that you don't want that. So that is what I mean when I say we start to make concessions. We start to water down what we want. Perhaps your vision is that you want to travel. You want to spend your days traveling, and you want to spend your days writing about your travel. Well, the action steps that you have prescribed for yourself, they have may not have yielded that result. So then you tell yourself, well, you know, I guess I can just, you know, travel one time a year. You know, I guess I'll just settle for that. Now, listen, traveling one time a year to a new place or a new country, that's not bad. There's no, you know, judgment in that. But when you know that there's more that you want, and you're watering that down, because those results, the action steps that you've taken have not yielded your life of travel that you really desire, we got to stop doing that. Stop being stingy with yourself. That's what I mean. So there's this, and I don't know if I'm going to say this phrase, this saying right, but there's this saying that goes something like this: why bring a teaspoon to the ocean? At least bring a bucket. At least bring a bucket. And the way that we hold ourselves back, the way that we become stingy with ourselves, not only does it show up in how we treat our vision and how we treat those dreams that we have for ourselves, but it shows up in other areas. So I'm going to use this example. It may seem like a silly example, but it's a good example. Okay. I'm actually going to use several examples. So how do you know if you are being stingy with yourself? You have to check how you ask for what you want and how you receive things, even in the way that you receive compliments. If someone compliments you, can you just say thank you, or do you have to say thank you with a backstory of why you're saying thank you? It shows up in compliments. Also, for example, you know, let's say that, you know, you're at a restaurant and you've ordered, you know, your meal. However, you know, you want more sauce on your pasta, whatever the sauce is. Well, instead of you saying, you know, I really would like, you know, asking the waiter, you know, could you bring me some more sauce on the pasta? You look at it and you stop yourself and say, well, you know, I really want some more sauce, but, you know, I won't bother the waiter. It's not a big deal. It's still good. I can eat it the way that it is. Okay, yes, you can. But get your sauce. Get your extra sauce. Okay, does that make sense? Am I always you know, food is all we can all understand food. So in ways like that, in little ways like that, the way that we are, the way that we allow, you know, for abundance and for things to come into our lives, it shows up in those little areas. So let me use the example of money. So some of you that are listening, you know, you may be in a career, you may be in a career right now that you enjoy, and you know you want to, you just want more money. Let's just keep it simple. You want more money. So you ask for a raise, and you have a figure in your mind, and you know that you're worth that figure. You know that your acumen, your skill that you have developed, and the amount of money that you're asking for, you know that you're worth that, you know the value that you bring. But then you say, well, you know, I guess I'll just, I won't ask for that amount. I'll just take, you know, $2,000 off of that amount. Again, this is just an example. I'll just take $2,000 off because I don't want to sound like I'm asking for too much. You're being stingy with yourself. Also, you know, if you have applied for a job, you know, and you know what the salary range is, instead of you asking for that top amount, the highest amount, you decide, well, you know, I'll just stay on the back end, you know, because I don't want to do too much, or I really want this job. Let me tell you something. You ask for the top range. That the range is there for a reason. What's wrong with you asking for the top range? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with asking for the top number? You see how we are stingy with ourselves. We make concessions in our lives for whatever reason. We block ourselves. We hold ourselves back. And going back to the job example, I don't want to just leave that hanging, but you have to know that, let's say, for example, that you do ask, let's say that maybe you've had this experience in the past. Let's say that, you know, maybe before you did ask for the high range, and perhaps that company decided to go with another candidate because of the salary that you required. Well, do you not know that the possibilities are endless? Do you not understand? Are you not confident to know that there is something better? That there is something better? Maybe if you did not get that salary, maybe it was time for you to step out on your own anyway. So you see how when we prescribe, there's so many different layers to this topic, but you see how when we have in our mind, when we don't allow ourselves to surrender to the how, and when we don't, or when we try to prescribe how things are supposed to yield what we want, you see how we can actually get in the way of that, how we start to be stingy with ourselves, how then after that we start to chip off that vision, we start to water down what we really want. Also in that too, and I'm going to address this in this episode, but actually I actually have a plan to reserve a separate episode for this topic. But when you embrace your big vision, it may mean you have to make decisions that aren't practical to other people, but they're practical for you. They are practical for you. So let's go back to the job example. you know, maybe you've got, you know, people around you that would say, well, just accept the lower amount. At least it's a job. At least it's a paycheck. Okay, well, there's a place for logic. There is a place for practicality, for being sensible. We know that. But that may not be practical for you. That may not be aligned with what your soul desires. Okay, so stop holding yourself back. Stop being stingy with yourself. I want to go back to that photo. I stared at that photo for so long because it was giving everything that it was supposed to give. It was giving extravagance, luxury, extra-ness. Nothing, that sunset was not holding anything back. I believe that nature reminds us, if we are paying attention, it reminds us humans of the impact that we are supposed to have. That sunset was created with all of that impact, and so were we. So were we. Just like the rays from the sun were touching everything, whether you wanted to be touched by the ray or not, you were getting impacted by that sunset, the rays from that sunset. That is how those dreams and those visions that we have, though I'll say that the visions that we have are like the rays from the sun. We're supposed to live out those visions. Those visions are our purpose. We're supposed to live them out to show each other what is possible. So, again, please hit me up. Please feel free to hit me up in my email, info@tamuinc.com. Let me know your takeaway. Also, if you are on Instagram, I am at Iconic by Tamu. Please let me know if you are enjoying these episodes. Also, don't forget, after you download the episode, please share it with everyone you know. Okay, and yes, I am telling you that because I want my listener count to increase. Yes, I'm telling you that for a reason. Yes, I want more people to listen to the podcast. Okay, we're not shy here. So thank you for listening. Enjoy your day, your evening, your night, your week. And remember, bring your bucket to the ocean. Okay, it is time for you to live your vision. Also, take your hand off of the how. Just trust that you are going to be guided to take the next inspired action. Because we can take action all day long. And let me just say this before I end. This is not a discouragement to action. Of course, we have to take action. But the key thing is to take inspired action, not to just do and do and do a whole bunch of things, not to just have 10, 11, and 12 strategies all over the place. Part of us yielding to our dreams and yielding to our vision is going to take our intuition. It's going to take us trusting that we have an internal guiding system who's going to lead us every single step of the way. So we don't have to figure out anything. All right, so embrace those visions. I can't wait to see how you continue to make an impact in your life, in the lives of those connected to you. in your neighborhoods, in your cities, in your countries, in the world. All right. So until next time, this is Iconic by Tamu. I just gave you my website. Also, well, let me just keep going. My website is iconicbytamu.com. Okay, you can check out my work there. But signing off, Tamra Tamu with the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. Cheers to you. Until next time. Bye.